Welcome to the manager's desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day 12 of Spring Letter Month. The days are going by quickly, aren't they? Have we heard from you yet? Well, yesterday I mentioned that this was the week I was scheduled to be in Branson. Monday evening, I received an email from a listener who had signed up to travel with us, and I think you'll find her letter very interesting. I certainly did. Kathy emailed us from Branson. I thought you might find this interesting. My sister and I were signed up for the Branson bus trip and were so disappointed when it was canceled, so my dear husband offered to drive us down. We were able to get tickets for everything, praise the Lord. When I went to Priceline to book a hotel, the Spark Hilton, where you had planned to stay, came up, so I booked it. Perfect, right? When we arrived to check in this afternoon, we found the hotel surrounded by fences, and we couldn't figure out how to get in. We pulled into a lot at another hotel nearby to make a call to them. An answering machine said that it was closed. We had never been notified, but were able to call Priceline and get a credit with a 20% bonus. We decided to go into the hotel whose lot we were parked in, and they had two rooms available. They informed us that there had been a gas explosion there, and no one has been allowed in the building. Perhaps that's why we weren't notified. At that time, I imagined WRVM pulling in with a bus full and being confronted with that news, then trying to find rooms elsewhere. Oh my. Maybe God had a hand in keeping you from going. Not only that, but the hotel where we're staying was offering a 20% discount for those who had been canceled out, and the hotel was wonderful. God is so good. Can't wait for the first concert tonight. Well, her news brought back some bad memories from two other bus trips where we pulled up to the hotel and were told they didn't have reservations for us, despite my having confirmed the reservations just days ahead of our arrival. No matter how well you plan a trip, things happen outside of your control, which can make the trips a real adventure, which is why I always ask for your prayers for our travels. Having hosted around 90 trips over the years, I could probably write a book about our adventures. Well, if you've been on one of our trips and have a story to share, I'd love to read about it. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. You can email us at wrvm@wrvm.org and visit us online at wrvm.org to learn about our upcoming bus trips. For the manager's desk, I'm Mike Cornell.